Grace and peace to you. Friends, hello. It's good to see you this morning, and it's good to share in communion with you too. As we're sharing in communion this morning, either now or later, hit pause and get yourself some bread and wine, or Ribena and a hobnob, or whatever you are comfortable with. But before we get to communion, I have a question for you. Have you ever been in complete darkness? I don't mean the dark of night when the moon, stars, streetlights or houses pierce the darkness. I mean that odd thing that is complete darkness. I've experienced it a couple of times when being shown around caves. Not that I'm a regular caver. To start with, I wouldn't fit. But through my life, I've been in a few caves. And the guides invariably turn out the light, and it's dark. So very dark. But once you light even the smallest light, the darkness retreats. Even in perfect darkness, the smallest of lights can change everything. In our reading from Luke and Malachi, today we hear Zechariah's song and something about the day of the Lord. Zechariah's song is a beautiful bit of poetry that talks of what God has done and what God will do. And in the end, it talks about light. And the day of the Lord in Malachi, it's a day when God will make everything new, shining bright. So let's hear our readings now. I will send my messenger, who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure this day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like the gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness. And the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David, his servant. As he has said through his holy prophets long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. The oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the land of our enemies, and to be able to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. You will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. In Malachi, we hear that there will be a time of refinement, and through that it demands change in our very hearts. A change in the way we see our relationship with God. The refining of our relationship with God is burning away the dross, the things that get in the way. And Zechariah's song, as found in Luke, it's a poem about the ancients, about how they understood God and how they knew God to interact with the world. It's a poem that invites us to listen to the ancients and hear the hope that is grounded in God. Hope that a child would come and hope that the darkness would be overcome. Here we are, on the second Sunday of Advent, some 2,000 years after Luke's Gospel was written. We're 2,500 years after the book of Malachi was written. And after all that time, these words can still pierce that darkness of life with even just the smallest pinprick of light. It's a blithe thing to quote the beginning of John's Gospel in these situations, just saying, The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. But to be honest, this is not just some cliche. Let's go back into the caves I was guided through, caves you may have been guided through, and remember that feeling when the light was turned off. That feeling of not being able to see your own hand in front of your face. That is darkness. The complete nothingness that blinds us to hope and all the possibilities of life. And into that darkness comes the light of God. Into that despair comes the love of God. Into the world is born God's own self. The birth that we are waiting for. The reason that we wait through Advent for Christmas. But in our waiting, we remember that whilst the light will come, the light is already here. And that in light, we are called to look back to God, refining ourselves, doing the personal work of recognizing our own mistakes and seeking forgiveness. Offering forgiveness to ourselves and others for all we have done, allowing ourselves to become the best versions of ourselves we can be. And as we wait for God to be born in the world, we allow love to refine us and the light to shine through the darkness. And today, as we do this, we look to God in most special of ways. We join together as Christians have done since Jesus walked the earth. For those joining us online, please take a moment to get your bread and wine, or your biscuit and glass of Ribena, or whatever you have and are comfortable with. Take a moment to get it ready. Hit pause if you wish. We'll be waiting as you return. Today we come together to the communion table and remember, as we always do, that on the night before he was executed, that Christ took bread and wine whilst gathered with his friends. God, as we come to your table, open our hearts and minds to you. Help us to find you and allow love to refine us and make us shine bright, knowing you will come and you're here already. God, fill us with your spirit as we turn back to you, forgiven and forgiving, seeking a world of justice for all. Amen. But now let us look to the table and remember that when Jesus was gathered with his friends the night before he was executed, he took bread and broke it. He took wine and lifted it high. He blessed them both and he said to his friends, "When you gather and share these things, remember me." God, as we break bread together, as we drink wine together, we ask you fill these elements near and far, however we hold them, with your Holy Spirit, that she might convey your blessing on all that we may consume, transforming it for this holy use and mystery. Eat your bread and be nourished. Drink your wine and be refreshed. The peace, forgiveness, and reconciliation of our Lord Jesus Christ is with you now. Amen. Friends, go from this time together knowing that the light will shine in the darkness. The light of love will shine in the darkness of despair. The light will shine in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. Amen.